So Robert Downey Jr. does not think much of influencers. In fact, he said it's absolute horse feces to declare that social media influencers are the stars of the future. They're not going to be as good as he is.
Yes, spoken like a true celebrity who's worried that people are going to take their place. Now, look, some of the influencers, I completely agree with you, because those are the ones that get everybody's mocking, you know, the women that have the stupid long nails, and they're tapping everything, and like, I don't know if I can eat this sandwich, I'm afraid of it. And like those women, yeah, no, I doubt that highly. But there are a lot of people who I think are, have podcasts or have YouTube channels, or they do other things that are newsworthy, or they're influencing in other ways that are gaining a lot of traction. And they are probably, people are going to listen to them over celebrities. I think they're getting really worried about it.
Well, that's what's going on here. And I think Robert Downey Jr. is one of the last like big A-list celebrities. The guy's pulling in, what did they say? It was like $200 million to be in Doomsday and Secret Wars.
It's a lot of big words from somebody who literally just sits there and memorizes lines and pretends to be somebody else.
I think he's a good actor, but they are afraid. I think they really are, because you know the watch time is getting eaten up. YouTube is out there bragging about how more people are watching YouTube than they are watching, you know, Disney Plus and Netflix. And we're starting to see that, you know, Netflix is catching on. They're starting to bring podcasters in. Now, granted, the podcasters they're bringing in are, you know, a lot of them are Hollywood people, but they realize that this is what people want, right?
Well, no, they don't want the Hollywood people, but what they're doing is what we've been saying they're doing. Is that what people they want, they aren't going to give the microphone to. They'll just copy what they do, but give it to the people that you know, they think should have an opinion. And they're desperately trying to make their fame stick. And the celebrities, they're trying to keep themselves in power. And they're really, I think, afraid that they're not going to.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, look, Robert Downey Jr. does not have to worry about money ever again, as long as he doesn't snort all that money up his nose. He's fine.
Well, he's good now. He doesn't do that now. And that's, remember, when he first came back, guys, you don't understand. They had to have all kinds of insurance on him. No one would hire him. When he got brought in as Tony Stark, he was a huge risk because of past behavior, past jail time, past other things. So the studios gave him a chance, audiences gave him a chance, and now he's where he's at now. And what he uses with his power, what he does with it is say influencers are horseshit, and you should listen to people like, you know, him, because they're the artists.
You know, it's interesting because if Iron Man were made current year, I can almost guarantee you that Robert Downey Jr. would have tried to make a comeback as a podcaster first.
I don't know. It would have been a different type of situation.
It would have been a different situation. But let's talk about this, and we're going to talk about some celebrities getting busted using bots, apparently. And this is nothing new. We can talk about, you know, from the publishing side of things, how these accounts, which are mostly not managed by the celebrity themselves, but they are corn-fed by whatever agency they have, and same with their views, and same, you know, it's all about the appearance of popularity so you can get a better paid deal next time you go negotiate. That's what this is always about. And in fact, in a lot of cases, you know, the casting directors, at least for a while, I don't know if it's really the case now, but I remember back in, like, you know, 2018, 2020, that there were people not getting roles in Netflix shows because they didn't have enough Instagram followers.
Yeah. Well, I believe it because I know when, back when the Throw Bet, Mark Wade and his partner wanted us to work with them with our comic, his partner's on here like, how many social media people do you have following you? And I was like, it doesn't matter because people actually read us.
But beyond that, like, we're starting to realize that, one, you know, these accounts could be massively overinflated. Most of them are. But
two,
bought
and paid for.
Just because you have a lot of Twitter followers, it doesn't mean they're going to buy your stuff. Just because you have a lot of YouTube followers, it doesn't mean they're going to buy your stuff, right? I mean, it's a totally different thing. There's a difference between somebody who follows you casually on social media and somebody who actually is going to support you financially, and they don't make that connection. They just look at numbers because marketing people and spreadsheets and whatever. But speaking of which, if you'd like to support the channel, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more clownfishtv.com. We've got some paywalled content out there. You can join the Reef. A lot of stuff out there that you will not find on YouTube. This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about Robert Downey Jr. So
okay. Yeah, I mean, I saw this and I was like, dude, I'm like, come on. I mean, like, I get it. Some of the people are really annoying. And some of the things he says are just like, I'm assuming he means the people that everybody's mocking. Because if he's talking about, there's a lot of influencers that aren't like that. And he does kind of talk out of both sides of his face with this, with what he says. But I was like, wow, dude, you know, tell us how you really feel.
So this is, I mean, it's kind of ironic too, because this is, I think, coming from a podcast. Yes, he was. Okay, so I hate influencers. I hate the podcast space. I hate the political commentators, but I'm going to say these things on a podcast. And in the mainstream media, Variety, they're going to pick it up and make an article out of it. You see how this works now? Like, who's actually got the influence? This
right. Is like how, it's like a double standard and hypocrisy here. It's just, it's bull crap.
So Variety, Robert Downey
it's
Jr. It's horse shit. Robert Downey Jr. says it's absolute horse shit to declare that social media influencers are the stars of the future. He recently appeared on the Conversations for Our Daughters podcast and shaded social media influencers by saying it's absolute horseshit to declare them from or declare them the stars of the future. The Iron Man icon noted that nowadays people can create celebrity without ever doing much besides rolling a phone on themselves.
Says the person who gets paid to pretend to be somebody else.
I don't look at that as a negative thing. I look at it as more like the challenge for individuation is being upped. Hopefully the larger part.
Wait, how are we supposed to be individual? Okay. Okay. The challenge for individuation being upped. Okay. But he gets paid to pretend to be somebody else. Like you're not even, you know, paid for yourself or your individualism. You're paid because you pretend to be other people.
Never go full R word. Never go full R. Hopefully that might be the title of the video. Hopefully, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. goes full R word. Hopefully the larger part of the youth is, let's just call it America for locality's sake, is going to say, yeah, but that's not my thing. I want to go do something. I'm going to make something. I want to build something. I want to educate myself. I want to have more input. So whatever my output is, it isn't just a self-aggrandizing kind of influencer type thing. The Oscar winner continued. Now here, okay, so I am torn on this because he is right. He's also wrong. He's right in the fact that there are a shit ton of wannabe lazy content creators out mm-hmm. there who really just do the
bare
minimum.
And I said, what everybody's making fun of. And,
yeah.
You know, in that regard, yeah, I see your point. But those are like few. Those aren't everyone.
The ones who get big, most of them are not these people, right? Because they have to have an it factor because there's so many of these people out there that, you know, think they can just, you know, turn on the phone and they're going to make money.
That it factor applies to Hollywood too. Like, you have to have that it factor to be an actor. Like, it's no different. It's actually, I would argue it's even more so work for them because they have to know how to put it up there. They have to know how to get it found. They have to know how to do all the stuff themselves. Where Hollywood celebrities, they have a whole team. They just pay somebody to do it. How is they different? And they don't build anything. It's like, there's a lot of people out there building all kinds of things every day. You just get put in a movie and automatically get fame because you're in a Marvel movie. I mean, it's not the same thing. You're right. It's not the same thing. You don't have to do jack shit except pay other people to do it for you.
So let's see here. And we'll talk about the Instagram thing. Downey himself has a sizable social media footprint with an Instagram account that has amassed 58 million followers, largely due to the legions of Marvel fans.
Right, of Marvel yes. fans, where he's playing a character.
Downey is returning to the franchise later as Doctor Doom. When I hear people talk about, oh, the stars of the future are going to be influencers, I go, I don't know what world you're living in, but I think it's horse shit. My 14-year-old son kind of got caught up in this whole influencer thing, and the next thing you know, it's like, hey, if you like the way I'm playing this video game, do you want to send me a donation? Grifter! Grifter!
My son's a grifter.
And really, it became a religion. So there's something about the influencers today that are almost like the evangelical hucksters of the information age. At the same token, it's different because we're playing in this new territory, and so it's a little bit of a frontier, and I really don't have a judgment
well,
on
it. Well, you just made a bunch of judgments. I don't have a judgment on it.
It's horseshit. They're hucksters.
You're horseshit. It's a new information age frontier that you're not at the forefront of. Well, I mean, you are automatically because you're an actor, but you're mad because now you actually have to compete against people who don't just, like, kiss your ass and do what you want. And it's a load of shit because it's like this whole narrative basically boils down to, I'm a celebrity. I don't like hearing that. They're the future.
Yeah well, he's probably hearing about from, you know, his friends and stuff, because everybody's watching. They're watching streamers or watching YouTube.
Yeah, that's what they're mad about, because yeah. You know, people are going to YouTube for entertainment. They aren't going to you. And that's what you're worried about, because your bread and butter and your millions of dollars are banking. And honestly, this is probably not a really good thing to put out there right before you guys are having an Avengers movie coming out where you're starring in it. Doomsday.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea to go put that out there and tell people that if the influencers that you're talking about here in a bit about interviewing you at junkets and stuff, that you're just basically saying that those people are hucksters and they're not going to be the next wave of celebrity and kind of dismissing them.
Yeah.
You say some nice things, but you're also dismissing some of that opinion. You have a lot of comments. And then you're like, but we're going to need you to promote our movie.
Yeah, because he goes on and he says, I also know when I'm promoting a film now, I've gotten to know a few of these influencers, and I find many of them grounded, accomplished, and cool people. So I think he's right and he's wrong. And I think what he's talking about, maybe he misspoke. But I think what he's talking about are all the people, all the kids now that want to grow up to be influencers, which I think is the stupidest thing ever. Because
but
even
different than all the kids that wanted to grow up to be actors or sports stars, that it was very unlikely and stupid. Actually, you have a better chance of being an influencer than you do being an actor.
But yeah, he definitely there's a disconnect here, because like you said, when it's, you know, the time comes to promote Doomsday, some of these people will probably remember being shat upon by Robert Downey
and
Jr.
And he's, like you said, he's out at podcasts, these influencers.
He's on podcast right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You're out there, you know, going to only the ones that you think are up to your standards. And it's like, look, you come across as an arrogant tool. I'm not sure if that was your intention, but it's also kind of you say you don't have an opinion on it, but you clearly have some opinions on it. And then you're like going on about, it's very dismissive in the way you're talking to people. And I understand there are some influencers out there that are very fake as hell. And that, you know, I'm pretty and that's why I get up there. But that's not much different than some of these actors and actresses too.
Yeah.
They don't build anything. They don't do anything. I don't know. Ask Mr. Beast how that's going.
Yeah, right. Asmongold, he's doing pretty good. Despite his own large social media following, Downey says he tries to not get too deep down the rabbit hole. I don't wish to be consumed. That's actually smart.
Yeah, don't read the comments and stuff like that. Yes.
And this might even be just a generational thing. I mean, he's what, like...
He's older than us, but...
60-something, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, he's older. Well, then he's considerably older than us. But still, I mean, I know he's older than us. Because he was, like, teenager 20 when we were younger kids and stuff. But it's like, dude, you're kind of the same generation mostly. And it's you know, you're kind of sound like a bitter grandpa. I don't know, but it's just...
You know, to be fair, we probably do, too.
But the difference is like, I mean, okay, I get what he's saying. Some of these influencers, everybody's mocking... Yes, they're just brainless, mindless, you know, I'm like kind of cringing for some of these women, especially. It's like, there's no way you're this stupid. You're just doing it for views and, you know, you look dumb. Maybe raise your standards some. And I get that. But that's not the majority of people. Like a lot of the people that are influencers that are sticking have a lot of subscribers. They do go out there and create things. They do go out there and make stuff. They do go out there and work hard. And they are actually, like he said, some of them are grounded. But it's like you're just missing it all, because I think celebrities are so worried they're going to take their lunch that they're just like, don't listen to them. Listen
yeah.
to me.
Well, that's the thing. He's talking about, you know, the fans and fandom being the steering committee for movies now. And he says it's kind of uncharted territory, which is true. I mean, because back in the day, like, you know, they would just put movies out there and either people went to go see them or they didn't go see them. They would do test screenings. And sometimes they had a really wrong bead on what was going to be a hit. Sometimes they just kind of, you know, cross their fingers and hope for the best. But now, for better or for worse, they know exactly what people are thinking, you know, as they start discussing different ideas, people are on the internet talking about. Now you run the risk of listening to the wrong people.
Which they've been doing. But beyond that, they're mad too, because movies like Minecraft or things like that normally, I mean, even Avengers, to be honest, they're pissing on Marvel all the time. Not him, but other people. They can market it to such a way that it's going to bring people in for some viral moment.
Yeah.
You know? But so why if you're going to the audience? Because here's the thing, when you're not making anything new, and you're just rehashing things that already exist, they come with an audience who have opinions.
Yes.
That's just the way it is.
So let's talk about this here real quick before we wrap it up. And, you know, for not caring so much about social media, these celebrities sure do care a lot about their social media profiles. Yeah, this is coming from X, as Dom Lucree, breaker of narratives, who apparently lost his monetization. But
I thought he got back. I have no idea.
I have no idea. But yeah, here are some of the big accounts that lost followers. They did a big bot purge on Instagram, and Taylor Swift lost 5 million Ariana Grande lost 7 million. BTS lost 7 million. Kylie Jenner, 15 million. Cristiano Ronaldo, 8 million. Selena Gomez, 6 million. Justin Bieber, 5 million. I don't even know who this is. Demet Özdemir, 400,000. I don't know who these people are.
It doesn't mean that they did something. It could have been their agency or whatever that did it.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, people buy this stuff all the time. Like, I remember back when Twitter was Twitter. Way before it got sold, we were covering Disney stuff, and a whole bunch of there was Disney accounts that would always have these going up and up and up and on subscribers, but their interaction would show otherwise. You see it all the time with like Rolling Stone and places like that. They have all these followers, but zero interaction, even before everyone went to Blue Sky. And what they were doing was they were buying these things, or their agencies were buying these things, and then they had a big purge, and they all looked stupid when like a whole bunch of their followers were wiped out.
Yeah, that's the thing. But yeah, they hire firms to do it. Now, this happened in publishing too, and we're not going to put too many people on blast here, but it's a little weird when you've got in the comic book space, right?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You've got people that nobody has ever heard of. They had like a Tumblr comic and nobody really knows who they are. And all of a sudden they show up with a brand new Twitter account that's got like tens of thousands, 30 some thousand
people on it as soon as it launches.
Yeah, because they have a book deal already in play, mm-hmm. right? Because they had the right check boxes. And then you find their original account and they only had like 100, 200 followers on that, which seemed a little more plausible. So all of this is about appearances, because for a while, and I don't know, again, I don't know if it's still the case right now, but for a while, there were definitely metrics that had to be met to get deals, and they would look at you and they'd be like, well, yeah, you've got a lot of engagement or whatever, but you've only got 1 million followers, and this other guy who's up for the role has 2 million followers.
And no one responds to him, but it still says two. And two's bigger than one.
That's the baby-brained rationale, and that's what we talk about before. We've talked about it on the channel at length. That you can have a lot of social media followers, and they can even be legit followers, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to translate into a paying audience. And what you need, especially in Hollywood, is you need stars that are going to attract people to come to the theater and spend money or subscribe to a streaming service just because they like that particular person. And they can have the most freaking followers ever on Instagram. It doesn't mean anybody's going to watch your stuff.
No, I was thinking back to the main point that ties into this too with the subs. You know, he's going about, well, these media influencers, this horse shit, they're going to be the future. And I'm like, hey, Kylie Jenner and, Kim Kardashian and stuff, let's be honest here. They got where they are because they were leveraging social media. They had the name and they had the money and they got the TV show. But where they're at and where they have the money and all that recognition is because of social media, because they went and leveraged that. So technically, they were kind of influencers. They were influencers. They were influencers, too. A lot of celebrity kids are influencers. They make it. They get to be celebrities and get big deals. That's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's just these plebs. But it boils down to it. I don't think that's necessarily what he's saying, but how it comes across is, they're not one of us. They're one of the plebs. And the plebs think they're going to be celebrities, and that's horseshit. That's basically how it comes across. But meanwhile, if you have the right name and you have a deal, and if you're on social media and have money to cement it, you're an influencer too, but that's okay because you're one of us.
Well, that's what I still think all this is about. I mean, just, quick, since we're talking about the YouTube thing and this, all that lately, and Netflix, bringing podcasters in from YouTube. That's what I think is going on now. There are some people out there arguing that like, oh, YouTube is just changing the algorithm or whatever. It's like, we talked about this before, and we actually do have, if you go to more.clownfishtv.com, we have a whole video dedicated to our theories about what is going on actually at YouTube. But just a real quick, overview. We've talked about this at length. We think it has to do with Hollywood coming in, taking over, because they don't want the plebs to have the megaphone anymore. They don't want, Robert Downey Jr., I think he said the quiet part out loud. I don't know if he realized how it came across, but you basically said, we're better than these people. So, you can't replace us. And
ironically, he said this, this comes out around the time the Met Gala thing happened, and these celebrities are showing up and they're so out of touch, like that one person with a dollar bill on their face.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, your dress probably cost how much money? It cost you $100,000 to get in, and you're sitting there. So it comes across as like dismissive. I don't know if that was his intention, because I know he does a lot for other people, but it came across just like the Met Gala as dismissive.
Yeah, I think it's just his words are, I don't think he chose his words.
He kept talking on both sides of his mouth, though. He kept saying it's horse shit in one, but a lot of them are nice, though, and they're really grounded.
Okay, so this
they
is
don't
what I think,
work.
Well, he's on a podcast, so this is not scripted. This is off the cuff, right? So I'm thinking what happened was he had this interview, and he caught himself like, oh, shit, I'm going to need these people in a couple of months when we promote my movie.
Don't know, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Or, I just got done saying my son was doing it, and he's begging for super chats, and oh,
like,
shit.
Rich guy's got son, your son has to beg for super chats, you know?
That thought crossed my mind, too, but then the flip side is...
rich people, like the Jenners, they were begging for money to make sure that they were, like, a richest celebrity ever and stuff like that, or whatever. They were.
Is that how you get rich? You just beg for money?
Apparently. I was
money,
like,
please.
You know, it's okay when they do it, I guess.
You go to the government and you beg for money. That's how you get rich. You go.
Yeah, or you scam with taxpayers and then you get away with it. That's a whole other story.
This is a side tangent. Has anyone become like super, super rich ethically? I don't know if it's possible. I really don't know if it's possible.
Don't know.
So you got to become a
celebrity. Super, super rich. First, you got to become super, super rich. Then you can tell.
First, you got to become super, super rich. First, you got to be a paid liar. And that's that's how you get super rich. Or
yeah, everything's bad unless you're a celebrity, then it's okay.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I okay, thank you. Every influencer now, and I'm really starting to think this whole grifter tag shit is being trickled down from the powers that be, because anybody that makes any money doing anything online now is a grifter, as we've got these people coming into the space also grifting. But they're legit. They went through the system. They paid their dues, right? We've got people in the media calling YouTubers grifters because they get money for, you know, covering the news or whatever, as they're constantly begging for subscriptions on their website.
Or putting ads
all over the website.
Yes.
So many ads, you can't even get to the article. But yes, they're real journalists. They're vetted. I was a journalist, so fuck off.
Yeah, you were an editor. A couple of different publications. Here's the thing, though, what's funny to me is about, like, we've actually turned off monetization on some sensitive topics. And YouTube turned it back on. It wasn't even us. Yeah, they turned it back on. Yeah. Said this shouldn't be off. And people are like, they're grifting. They're getting paid because they're talking about so-and-so dying. And it's like, well, actually, the monetization was turned off. Meanwhile, the articles we were reading from all had ads, all had subscriptions. They were getting monetized for covering it. And that was okay. It was just when we talked about it that it was a problem, even though we tried to turn it off.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like griftception, right? And then you got like people doing podcasts against podcasters because they're like, these podcasters are asking for money. Give me some money so I can.
Yeah. They're debunking a lot of things with their own.
They're debunking. Eating. Yeah. Let me debunk these podcasters who are clearly just doing this for money. Let me put some links up to my
Airheads debunks. Yeah.
To all the merch you can buy and my own personal. Like, what the fuck? This is ridiculous. But it's basically human nature. You're trying to protect your little fiefdom, and that's what Hollywood is doing. And now they're like, well, we can't beat these people, so let's just take it over. That's what I think is actually going on. We'll belittle these people, then we'll come in with our friends and we'll take it over, because we can't let these people think that they're just as good as we are. How very dare they? Who do they think they are?
Again, basically what these people do is go on camera and pretend to be somebody else and get paid a lot of money for it.
Yeah. I'm not saying they don't do it well, but just know your role, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, you're not exactly out there saving lives or anything, so.
Well, he's played doctors.
Well, that doesn't count. Anyway.
Can I wrap it up?
Yes.
Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.